Good morning. How good it is to be together on the beauty of this day. It is, I think, sunny outside, a little chilly, but looking more spring-like. Always good to be together in a spirit of worship in the beauty of this place with one another. I want to extend a special welcome, and in particular those who are here with us for the first time. If this is your first time worshiping with us at St. John's, or you're relatively new, take a moment and fill out a card that looks like this. It should be in the pew right in front of you. Just let us know your name and some information so we can be in touch to thank you for worshiping with us, so you can learn a bit more about us, so we can learn a bit more about you. And I want to say a special welcome, and I trust that all of you know, whether this is your first time here or not your first time here, that no matter who you are, no matter where you are on life's journey, it is our deep desire to meet you where you are, and most importantly, to share God's love with you. So welcome. My friends, I have such a list of announcements to share this morning, so please extend grace and listening ears as we make our way through them together. Important information that people want you to know and grab a hold of, so do listen. Some of these announcements are in your bulletin, so as always, take a moment to read that at some point, not during the service, right? So, some announcements to share. This week... Is May 1st on Wednesday? No, that's next week. A special Wednesday Night Live dinner is happening on May 1st, a chilly dinner. And just a reminder, Wednesday Night Live is still happening all the way through the middle of May. Our meal is served at 5 p.m. to 6:45. We've got worship at 5:30. We've got Bible study at 6. Choir practices happening. There's a lot happening here on Wednesday nights, but a special dinner happening on May 1st. So some more information about that is in your bulletin. There's also information about a Garden of Health Earth Day Week opportunity on April 27th from 8 to 11 a.m. There's a sign-up sheet for that opportunity in the elevator lobby. So please tune into that. Speaking of the elevator... the elevator is out of order. Once again, I heard it was out last week. I was not here last week, but I hear the saga continues. So we are still waiting for some parts for that elevator. Elevators are not something you can repair yourselves, it turns out. Just to keep everyone safe, the elevator is out of order. Because of that, we wanted everyone to have the opportunity to join us for fellowship. So there is a fellowship time upstairs in the library and downstairs, so you can sort of float between them or go wherever you need to go. But we wanted to make sure that everything was accessible for everyone. Just another note, if you are in need of an accessible restroom that does not require the use of any stairs, the only one that we have is in Reverend Dale's study, so please feel free to use that whenever. You don't need to knock. Just head on in there and use that. The other two restrooms, of course, have just a few steps up to them, but if steps are a challenge, best to use the one in Reverend Dale's office. And we're going to say some prayers that our elevator is fixed sooner rather than later, because it really does affect the accessibility of our building. So it's always good to have it in working order. All right. Also in the elevator lobby, there is a basket raffle signups. There's an announcement in your bulletin that lists some very important information, in particular, some important dates to remember. Date that's coming up the soonest is April 28th, a commitment to a basket theme. You need to let Judy Johnston know about that. And then the baskets are due May 5th through 10th. So some other important information. Those baskets are to be wrapped in clear cellophane with a sign attached identifying the theme and the contents, and a reminder that the baskets will be displayed at church on Sundays from May 12th through June 2nd, at Lansdale Day on June 1st, and at the church picnic on June 9th, and that's where the names will be drawn. So lots to keep in mind with regards to the basket raffle. And the last announcement before I invite Mark Bruin forward is a thank you for purchasing soup last week, and an announcement that there is still a bit more to be sold. So this is the last soup making until September, and it looks like there's some chicken noodle, both with and without corn left, as well as some ham and beans. So I suspect that those ladies will be selling downstairs, upstairs, one of those places. If you can't make your way downstairs, please let someone know that you'd like to purchase some soup, and I'm sure they will hook you up with that. Okay, I believe those are all of the announcements that I have. So like I said, I'm gonna invite Mark Bruin forward.
Good morning, St. John's. As part of our initiative this year to keep you all informed, I wanted to give you an update on a few of the major initiatives that were underway. As you're already aware, we've successfully hired two new office staff, as Marge informed us, Kay Peebles, the office manager, and Grace Marchion, and we just established a task force to work with Grace to help define our communication strategy going forward through the next year. The Bridge Pastor team, led by Bill Leslie, has completed the search, and we have chosen a new bridge pastor to support Addie during the transition after Dale's retirement. Dale is retiring the end of May, and the new bridge pastor is starting May 16th. His name is Reverend Thomas Addle, and he will be here supporting us through this transition period. And combined with that is Reverend Dale is retiring. So we're having a retirement celebration after church on May 19th downstairs. I believe it's going to be a luncheon, but please contact Debbie Hendricks if you'd like to help out or volunteer for that. Lastly, our search for the new settled pastor. St. John's Church profile has been officially posted on the conference website, so it's open for candidates to look at and to submit their profiles to us. Sue Fitzpatrick is leading the search and call team, and she will be giving you regular updates through the year as to the progress on that initiative. And just so you know, we've already received a couple of candidates who have submitted their profiles to us, showing interest in our pastor. Being our pastor, so. And again, I just wanted to thank everyone. I mentioned a few people, but I missed so many people who are helping out with all of these initiatives. We couldn't do it without you, and please continue to help as we get through this transition year. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Lots going on in the life of our church, lots going on in, I'm sure, each of our lives, but it is good, it is right, it is our call to take time to worship. So I want us to put all of those announcements to another part of our brain. We can save them for later, but I want to invite you to join me in taking a deep breath as we shift our gears mentally, as we breathe in God's Spirit that fills this place and fills each one of us as we worship. Take a moment to exhale, to set aside all the busyness of the week, the day, the week ahead, that we can be fully present in this time and in this place with these people as we focus our hearts and minds and voices to worship God. Amen.
If you are able, will you please stand? God is the one who can bring rest and renewal to our souls.
If we would but trust in God's care instead of fearing and fretting.
The one who created the earth, stars, and the entire universe knows us and wants good for us.
God has an eye on us, not to control us, but to lead us in things like justice and right relationships.
Even when we experience dark passages in life, God is there, holding on to us, never letting go in both life and in death.
And so we gather in the house of the Lord to celebrate life, to know goodness and mercy, and to know we are loved and cherished beyond compare.
Join with me now in our confession. Ever-present, ever-persistent God, you are always with us. And yet, we assume we are on our own, determined to make our way. We too easily forget that you lead and guide us. When we face hardship or distress, we assume you've left us, forgotten us, maybe even forsaken us. Maybe it's because trusting your presence is hard to do. We prefer hard evidence that you are near as opposed to living with childlike trust. Patient God, we ask that you not only restore our souls, but that you restore our trust in you. We ask that the table of goodness and mercy that you've set before us feed our faith. We pray that on life's journey, joy and peace may flow freely through our lives. God, hear our prayer. Amen.
Friends, surely God's goodness and mercy follows us. It allows us to confess those times we've missed the mark and lost sight of what is good, true, and beautiful. The good news is that God restores our souls, our hearts, our very being. That is good news. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Please be seated. It is what we call Good Shepherd Sunday. So because of that, and our scripture reading this morning is Psalm 23, familiar words that I'm sure many of us know. And I want to invite you this morning to join me in reading our scripture. So we're going to read it together out loud, if that's something you'd like to do. If you would like to simply listen to the words being read, you're welcome to do that as well. But there's something special about these words, and I think it's wonderful when we can say them and pray them together out loud. So with that, let's join in praying and reading Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. Amen. At this time, I'm going to invite the children to come forward and join me on the steps. I have something special to share. Come on up. Have a seat. How's everyone doing? Oh, you're so far away. I feel like I need to scooch closer. Hi, how's everyone doing down there? Good? All right, are you enjoying the somewhat warmer weather? Yeah, me too. I finally put those snow boots away. I think we're done with that for now, right? Now, well, hey, those are good boots to have. I'm talking the ones that can get wet in the snow. Oh. Do they? Do they get wet in the snow? Oh yeah, I see that. Well, today in our scripture passage, God is called a shepherd. Who knows what a shepherd does? Carolyn. He guides sheep. Did you know that? Shepherds work with sheep, right? They're sheep people. So I don't have a sheep to bring, but I do have a puppy. And I didn't bring my puppy today. I know that would have been a lot of fun for everyone else except for me. that would have been stressful for me. But I have a new puppy. Well, he's not super new, but his name is Duncan. And I thought of Duncan this morning, not because he's like a sheep at all, but I actually thought about this. Who knows what this is? It's a leash, right? Yeah, it gets attached to Duncan's collar, his little harness. And we put this on Duncan when we take him outside to go to the bathroom, when we take him for walks. And this is a really important thing. Now, I thought about this because I thought about how much Duncan trusts me. And that's a little bit scary. All of our animals. Do you guys have animals at home? Yeah, you might have dogs or cats or bunnies or something, but they trust us, right? They trust us to take care of them. And I thought about this leash in particular because when I take Duncan out for a walk, if I didn't have this leash, I would not have Duncan anymore because he would have run very far from me because he is a little puppy and likes to explore. But Duncan trusts me when I have this leash on him. He trusts me to be his guide, to be his leader, right? He trusts that when I put his leash on and we go for a walk, there's a beautiful park behind my house in Sellersville. When I take him for a walk, he trusts that I'm not going to lead him anywhere that's dangerous, anywhere where he might get, he might eat something that's not good for him, that he might fall into like a puddle or anything like that, right? Duncan trusts me to lead him and to be his guide because he's pretty new to this world. He's only 7 months old, right? He doesn't know his way around and he doesn't know what's dangerous or what might not be good for him. So Duncan has a lot of trust in me. Now, God does not have us on a leash. That's not what I'm trying to say here. But we are connected to God, right? And we trust God to be our guide, don't we? Just like our dogs trust us to be their leaders, we trust God to guide us. Now, we're connected to God not through a leash, but through things like prayer and worship. And the most important thing that connects us is trust and love, right? We trust that God is going to guide us to places that are good for us, places that are life-giving, places that are filled with love and healing. Now, we don't always go to those places, right? Because we have some hard times in life too, right? And we have to figure things out. But I think it's really wonderful to know that God is guiding us and leading us every step of the way. Does that bring you comfort to know that? See, I think Duncan would really love to be off his leash, but then eventually I think he'd be pretty scared. He'd be pretty scared because he wouldn't know his way back home. And I think that's kind of how we are too. We might like to think, man, it would be nice to just sort of do whatever we want and not have to listen to God's guidance and things like that. But eventually I think we would come to realize it's much better to be led and guided by God than not, right? All right, well, let's pray together, and we're going to pray that God gives us opportunities to feel God guiding us, and that we have hearts and minds and ears that are open to hearing God's voice all around us, just like Duncan listens for my voice, and sheep listen for their shepherd's voice. Okay, let's pray. God, we give you thanks that you guide us and you lead us. And even though it's sometimes challenging to trust you, we ask that you give us the strength and the faith to do just that, to trust that you are guiding our journey, that you lead us every step of the way, and that you will always surround us with love and presence and grace. God, we give you thanks for the beauty of this day, for a time set apart to worship, and for each and every one who has gathered with us this morning. Let's pray together the prayer that Jesus himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you all so much for joining me up front. You can head back to your seats.